All right, folks, Ghostbusters, right? Here's the thing. There's a lot of things that are spooky in this market, we know, right? But here's the other ironic thing is that yesterday, think about this. The market had that real rough session on Wednesday. We came back, and what led us back? You have 11 sectors in the S&P, the three so-called growth sectors. They were the number one: information technology, communication services, and consumer discretionary. So it's ironic because we don't believe in a traditional insurance like consumer staples or utilities. But what happens when those names can't carry anything? I think what you're seeing on your screen is a perfect example of that. So we got a lot of questions here. We're live at the Money Show, and we begin with one of my favorite guests, a really brilliant, brilliant guy. Jim Bianco is down here with me. Jim, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
All right, Jim, let's just talk about what's your interpretation of what's happening in this market right now?
I think that the market's on edge on two things. Number one is the shocking inflation numbers that after 3 months, there's a review, rethinking about whether or not the Fed's going to be cutting as much and whether or not inflation is on its path to 2%. The market's thinking, no, not really. And then the second one is kind of the more geopolitical concerns that we're hearing now that Iran might do something this weekend to Israel. And that's always a concern when you're talking
about... That's why the bond yields are down and bonds are up today.
Yes.
Flight to safety, flight to quality.
Right, because treasuries are the safest instrument in the world. When geopolitical issues hit, you, and foreign investors hide in the dollar. And when you hide in the dollar, you got to put it into something, and treasuries seem to be the natural place. So you get this flight to quality when things get unstable. We saw this last week for kind of the similar story. And then it reversed on Monday, what the bond market did when it didn't happen. So hopefully, you know, this weekend doesn't give us a bunch of thrills and spills, and we'll see what happens on Monday.
Yeah, so, and folks, just to catch up, apparently there's reports out that Iran is ready to launch at least 100 drones, many missiles aimed at military targets inside Israel. Obviously, that will, spark a counterattack. What about the earnings? Earnings season kicked off officially today. Major banks reported, J.P. Morgan among them. The initial reaction was down. How important is it that somehow earnings season takes the rally baton? Because we can only expand the stocks without having underlying fundamentals improve also.
Oh, I think earnings season is critical. And you need to see the earnings numbers expand. And it's not good when J.P. Morgan leads off, which they usually do, and they usually beat. And the perception is that they didn't really beat this time, and that's why the stock is having a bad reaction. So if we want earnings, we would hope that the leader was going to set the way, and it didn't. Now, that doesn't mean that the other 499 companies are going to be bad, but it just didn't get off to a good start.
So you used a key word, the sort of perception.
Right.
I thought it was intriguing with Jamie Dimon's comments. He talked about cracks in subprime. He talked about regular folks running out of stimmies. And at the same time, he said America's in great shape. This is one of the things that's one of my great frustrations. I wonder if any economists out there have any poor relatives, because every time they come on the show, they tell me how great things are. And even when they acknowledge parts of the economy that aren't doing great, you know, they point to these aggregate numbers. And you just have to worry. I mean, how worried are you about the economy itself at this stage?
Well, if you ask me about the level of growth, I'm not that worried. I think that the level of growth is going to stay strong, and it's going to keep the heat on inflation, because the top end is doing well. The top end being of income, they've got stocks going up, they got their home prices recovering, they've got interest from bonds now because we're not at zero anymore.
Right.
But the bottom half has more of the debt than the top half, doesn't own assets, and is seeing inflation. They better hope that their boss is giving them like a 3 or 4% raise just to keep even.
Right.
If they're not getting a 3 or 4% raise, they're falling behind. So it's really bifurcating the economy.
But if the rich folks, though, start to see the market down, I mean, you know, they see this and they start to clamp down a little bit, that's trouble, isn't it?
Very much so. It could very well be trouble, because that's really what's been powering it. 85% of the spending in the United States is from the top 50%. They have the money. And that's why that their spending is important. What inspires them is Zillow tells them their home price is up. The S&P is up. Their interest income from because they own money market funds or bonds is throwing off cash for them. If they start worrying that that might not continue, you could see a change of behavior from them.
Boston Fed President Collins, I think she spoke 2 days ago. And, you know, she kind of eased a little bit of some of the things. She bought herself some room. And then, again, she had headlines today where feels like the Fed is rapidly coming to a realization that maybe no rate cuts this year.
Yeah, I think what the Fed, the underlying assumption whenever Jay Powell talked about we will cut rates sometime this year was an expectation that economic data would show the economy was moderating, not falling apart, and that inflation was kind of on that last mile to 2%. The data we've seen so far shows that that's not happening, at least at the top line, the aggregate level. The economy is staying stronger, the inflation rate is staying stickier, and as I like to say, it's not necessary to cut rates when that's happening. And I think that that's what the Fed is starting to realize. And maybe they're trying to figure out a way to walk that back without upsetting the markets.
Yeah, I tell you what, that's a hell of a... It's so ironic that Jay Powell comes out with three rate cuts in November and inflation rates have just gone straight up since then. The credibility part, it gets weaker and weaker every day. Jim.
Thank you.
Great. Love seeing you, my man. Thank you so much. All right, folks, so you can see on the screen. All the major indices are down. And